Matanuska-Sioux Sitna Borough schools have close to 19,000 students and are expected to surpass that number by the start of the 2017 fall semester. Despite a funding increase from the borough for the next fiscal year, insurance and benefit increases mean the school district is still in the red. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports.
It's budget time in the Matanuska-Sioux Sitna Borough, and after a series of public hearings, the Borough Assembly is expected to approve a final version of the spending package this week. Matsu's School District Assistant Superintendent Luke Fulp requested the Borough double its annual 3% increase in education funding. School teachers and principals made similar requests at public hearings in Palmer and Wasilla, and on Monday of this week, the Borough Assembly approved a 6% increase. Luke Fulp.
It was a fairly large ask by the school board. They felt that it was necessitated by the continued growth in enrollment that we've experienced here in the Matsu Valley.
That's good news, but the borough's hike in education funding doesn't make a dent in the $9.5 million the school district needs to get back into the black. Fulp told the assembly in April that the school district is going into the new fiscal year with a $6.1 million deficit. And more recently, there was this news.
During the month of April, we learned of a significant increase to our health insurance costs that we had not previously anticipated. It was a 25% increase that we received a notice on from our health insurance provider, the Public Employee Health Trust. And because of that, we had $3 million of unanticipated expenses added to our budget.
He says employee salaries and benefits take up 85% of the school's budget. The additional insurance costs have pushed the school district further into the red. Fulp says about $6 million of the shortfall will be covered with school district reserves. That leaves a $3.5 million hole. He says the school district is considering reductions in staff, increasing student-teacher ratios in middle and high schools, and reducing part-time instructional coaches at the elementary level.
So in all, it's a combination of about 30 positions that will be reduced from the preliminary budget to make up that $3.5 million. The cuts are across the board, impacting all grade levels. And all schools.
Those measures are expected to get the school district through the 2016-2017 school year. This year, the Matsu School District gained 708 new students. An additional 353 students are expected next year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.